Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. Just taking my son out for a bike ride. I'm flying out later tonight. And I put him in the bike stroller. I put on my Hoka Mach 6s. And we did about 10 miles on the dirt road that we live. He's just getting too big for the bike stroller. What's funny, because I remember in the early days of the pandemic, he was too young for it. And that's just life. They're always growing. And it goes by so fast. And my kids are pretty dang fast in their Mach 6s by Hoka. We all have a matching set now. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. The important thing is that you do this. The ride to school didn't go as planned. The firm conversation you intended to have about their grades ended up being a bit firmer than you wanted. The trip to the museum was a disaster. The disagreement you had with your spouse spiraled into a full-blown fight. Okay, that's not great, but it doesn't have to be the end of it. Dr. Becky talks a lot about the idea of repair in her amazing book, Good Inside, A Guide to Becoming the Parent You Want to Be. And yes, we've been raving about it. You can grab it at The Painted Porch. She's going to be on the podcast soon. I'll link to it in today's show notes. But basically, she's saying that it's what we do after something goes sideways, after a shouting match, after a punishment, after we make a mistake, after we weren't as calm or as understanding as we'd like to be, after we did something that our folks used to do that we swore we didn't. It's what happens after. I often tell parents, she writes, that the worthiest goal might be to get really good at repair, which acknowledges the reality that parents will continue to act in ways that don't always feel great, and there will continue to be hard, misaligned moments. But if we can develop the skill of going back non-defensively to our kids, she says, and showing them that we care about the discomfort they experienced in those rupture moments, then we are tackling the most important parenting work of all. What's repair? Repair is talking about what happened. Repair is making a deposit of connection capital, as we talked about recently. Repair is an apology. Repair is working it out, coming up with a solution that you both feel better about. Repair is showing your kids that you're a human being, not an infallible authority. Repair is showing them how much you care, explaining how you both can grow and learn from what happened. We're going to mess up as parents. There are going to be things that don't go the way we want them to go. That's not ideal. But if we can focus on doing great repair after, that's at least a start. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. You can get this via email every day as well at dailydad.com. Please leave us a review in iTunes. Most importantly, if you know any dads or parents who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.